K255BT,
100.1 Lake Charles,
K261EB, and KQJO-FM,
99.3 St. Joseph, Louisiana, Natchez, Mississippi,
and online at www.kaytfm.com.
Apostle Kenny Townsend.
Lady Mildred Townsend.
And you're now tuned in to Moments of Inspiration, Perfecting the Saints, right here on KAYT. Sit back and enjoy the Word of God.
To take a stand.
Praise the Lord. Host. Thank you all, near and far, for tuning in to another session of Moments of Inspiration International Fellowship, right here on KAYT 88.1 FM on your dial. As a matter of fact, we'd just like you to call a friend, call a neighbor. Let them know that Moments of Inspiration Perfecting the Saints is on the air. To all of our brothers and sisters, we love you with the love of Yahushua HaMashiach. That is, you know him as Jesus Christ, but his original name is Yahushua. And you know what? I know that's going to be a trip for some of you all. But yes, down through the years, we have been misled about a lot of things. And the awakening has begun. It is now time for the people of God to understand the truth of what our Creator, the Almighty Yahuwah, Father God, deems us to do. So on that note, we're going to ask Lady Mildred Townsend, my beautiful wife of 40 years, if she so kindly will, to share a scripture with us, and then we're going to go before the throne of grace in prayer.
Amen. Coming out of the book of Psalms, the 20th chapter, the Lord hear thee in the day of trouble. The name of the God of Jacob defend thee. Send thee help from the sanctuary and strengthen thee out of Zion. Remember all thy offerings and accept the burnt sacrifice. Grant thee according to thine own heart and fulfill all thy counsel. Heavenly Father, we come to you once again.
Yes, Lord.
Thanking you and praising you for this glorious day that you blessed us to see.
Yes.
Only you, hallelujah, did this for us.
Yes.
And for that reason, we owe you a thank you.
Oh, yes.
For that reason, we owe you a thank you.
Yes.
Amen. We're so blessed and honored, amen, once again, to come before you, amen, and the people of God. Lord, we're praying that you would just have your way in the lives of so many, Lord, that need you today. Those that are sick in the hospital, we're asking that you will just have mercy today, Lord God. Just blow on them, God. Breathe on them, Lord God. And we know that everything will be all right. Praying for those in the nursing homes and everywhere, Lord, bereaved families all around this world. We know that you are able to do above all that we can think or even ask in this hour. And we're just so glad and so excited to know that we have somebody that we can depend on you. Oh, yes, we love you today. We bless your holy name. And this prayer I pray in Yahushua's name, amen.
Amen. And again, we're just thankful to be here on this beautiful day that the Lord has made. We're certainly appreciative for all of you, all of that have tuned in on today. And again, we thank God for this opportunity. We don't take it light. We don't take it for granted. The Lord has afforded us this opportunity so that we can continue to be that light shining in the midst of darkness to prepare God's people for the coming of our risen Savior, Yahushua HaMashiach. And I'm telling you, brothers and sisters, it's time to get busy. It's time to get real. Amen. We've played church just a little too long.
Yes, come on.
Amen. We've played church just a little too long. And I'll tell you how I know we've played church. Because Yahushua said it this way. He said, the works that I do, you shall do also, and greater works than these. And he's not talking about just going inside of a church building.
Yes.
Filling up pews. He's not just talking about having 3,000 or 4,000 members. Because think about this for a moment. This is going to drive a point home. If you got 3,000 or 4,000 people that are filled with God's anointing and his spirit, do you not see what can revolutionary take place?
Mm.
Do you see the power that is in there? I mean, even an opera singer can hear a certain octave, a certain note. And when they hit that certain note, do you not know that the glass will shatter? Well, wait just a minute.
Oh, my.
I'm talking about power here. I'm talking about spiritual power. So when we have that spiritual power that we talk about every Sunday, we're going to see some changes take place around us.
Yes.
As I said before, God's people ain't got no business sitting up in church Sunday after Sunday, dying from cancer, dying from leukemia, dying from Alzheimer's or dementia or any of these things. Well, man of God, you see, these are just medical problems that happen. Yes, they do. But our Father, Yahuwah, has given us a remedy and an answer for all of that.
Yes.
And one of the things I can tell you is proper eating. Once we learn how to eat right, bring our bodies back under subjection.
Yes.
Because know ye not this? Our ancestors did not eat three meals a day.
Mm.
Our ancestors didn't eat like that. And when I say our ancestors, I'm talking about our ancestors of 1,000, 2,000, 3,000 years ago.
Well,
if sometimes they would eat once or twice throughout the week. Even in our Bibles, your Bible, there was a time when the Bible says that Elijah, the prophet, ate one meal. And mm-hmm. listen to this very carefully. It's in your Bible. That one meal took him 40 days.
Mm.
Now, we can't do that today. You know why? Because we're full of sugar. We're full of salt. We're full of Kool-Aid. We're full of, what is this other stuff? Processed meats and all of these things. We're full of all of those things that have been just handed down from generation to generation.
Yes.
And so, therefore, this is the reason why we're entering into these technicalities. Sicknesses, glaucoma and blindness and all of these things because of the food that we're eating. But I'm here to tell you, if eating made us sick, then right eating can get us well. Would
yes.
you agree with that, Lady Townsend?
No, nothing but the truth. Amen. And that takes a lot of discipline, and that's the thing. You know, once you're not disciplined, you know, you tend to say, oh, want the fast way, the easiest way out. Amen. That's why we have so many fast food joints, because... You don't have to wait long, you know, but you're just feeding yourself these things that not good for us. Amen. And that's the thing. We have to, we have to be disciplined. And it first starts in the mind. If the mind is not ready to take all of that, you know, we're going to reject it. Praise God. But we have to be taught, and the mind is the first thing.
Yeah. And one thing about it, too, is that you can show people what they need to do.
Mm-hmm.
It's in the Bible. A lot of things that we read in the Bible, that people are shown this. But you know what? We're in this excuse-oriented generation.
Well,
that says it takes time.
Mm-hmm.
And again, somebody gonna get mad at me for saying this. But to every pastor and leader that says it's a process, it takes time. Okay, watch this now. When you get ready to get the offering or get ready to get those tithes, and some of the congregation stands up and say, but Pastor, it comes in time. Don't expect our tithes and offering right away. You're going to come out with a Bible verse to rebuke them.
Mm-hmm.
But yet, what we have is selective faith. And selective faith will not get the job done. Right? Mm-hmm. You want people to stand in faith when it comes to giving that money. You tell them that God is going to bless them and God's going to do this. But then when they say, Pastor, I'm still struggling with pornography. Well, brother, just pray and fast because it take time. What if they told you that, Brother Pastor, about getting a tithe and offering? How would you respond if they say it takes time? God got a time set for me to give them tithe and offering. You're not going to sit well with that. Yet we manipulate the minds of the people to try to control them when it comes to monetary gain. And the Bible even said they will make gain of you using the word of God.
That's so true.
Well, beloved people of God, this is your awakening. Now is the time for you to understand. Now is the time for you to understand that Yahuwah is calling you from to stop not so much as going to church, but to be the church.
Yes.
You see, when you become the church, because that's who he's coming back. He's not coming back for no edifice. He's not coming back for no building. He's not coming back for no stained glass cathedral. He's coming back for his body. Watch this. A body without spot, wrinkle, blemish, or any such thing. So we just count it a joy to be able to empower. That's why we call this perfecting the saints, because it is time for God's people to be perfected in the things of Yahusha, in the things of Yahuwah, because, look, a tree is going to be known by the fruit it bears, not by the hallelujah, not by the idiokosola lalabakara. You're not going to be known by that. Satan recognizes authority. He don't care how many tongues you speak in.
All right.
He don't care how much tithe and offering you give. He don't care how faithful you are to what auxiliary or to what ecclesiastical title you hold. If you don't have power, and I'm talking about dunamis power, and that goes for us pastors too. We got to have dunamis power when it comes to even financial shortages. We have to have that power to believe that if God said, the Lord is my shepherd, and I shall not lack. That goes for the congregation, too. The congregation ain't going to lack.
That's right.
If there's a lacking, it's because we have monetized our Christianity, if you will. And since we've monetized our Christianity, we're putting everything on the auspices of money. Well, Pastor, it take money to keep the lights on. You don't think Yahusha knew that?
Amen.
You don't think it, Apostle, it takes money to keep the gas on. You don't think Yahusha, our chief apostle, knew that? He knew what it took, but he also knew that greed has now come into play. And since greed has come into play, why do you think, beloved people of the Most High, that he went inside the temple and flipped the tables over? Because everything had just become of monetary gain. Lady Townsend, I've been seeing stuff on Facebook, and I've been seeing stuff on TikTok that is just sickening and saddening. But you know what's saddening about it?
Yes.
The people that sit up under that same type of rhetoric and hoopla week after week.
That's right.
Where the man said, oh, listen, I want y'all to get ready. You listen to me. The Lord told me there's about 35 of y'all in here.
Mm-hmm.
Listen, like this man of God right here. He came all the way 2,000 miles to bring me $10,000. Do y'all hear the hoopla?
Yes.
Do y'all hear the rhetoric and the games that are being played? And what's even sad about it, you that profess to have the Holy Ghost have not even opened your eyes. But then again, I guess the eyes are useless when the mind is blind.
Come on and say it.
Did I say that too fast?
The eyes is useless.
The eyes are useless
when the mind
is blind. Let me say that one more time, because somebody is awakening out of the sleep and slumber and the despondency that has held you captive for so long.
Yes.
The eyes are useless when the mind is blind.
Yes,
Lord.
How
else can people manipulate the scriptures and to divert your mind from the truth of the Holy Spirit telling you truth?
Yes.
You see, the problem is, when we talk about the Holy Spirit today, the Holy Spirit is more so deception and manipulation than the Spirit of God leading us into all truth and righteousness. And you see, this is what a real chosen apostle of the Most High is going to do. Bring you up to the realization that Yahusha wants to empower you.
Amen.
What else you got to say about that?
Amen. And when Yahusha wants to empower you, amen, but you got to be available. You got to be available in your heart, in your mind. And when you're available, amen, you will be obedient.
That's right.
That's the main thing. You know, when he tells you to do something or to say something, we got to be about our Father's business. And that's the time we're living in, where many people don't want to offend others. You know what I'm saying? They don't want to offend nobody. And, you know, sometimes the word of God can be offensive.
Sometimes?
Well, a lot of times.
Yeah. Well, but you know what? It's not offensive to the degree of those that wish to obey.
Exactly.
But those that don't
exactly
want to obey, they get offended.
Exactly.
But us that want to obey, you know
exactly
what it does? It convicts us.
And it makes us, it compels us to want to be, you know, obedient.
That's right.
Wants to do the thing of God.
That's
amen.
Right.
And so many don't want to do it because it's not, you know, they want something, like I was saying earlier, they want something that's, you know, they can get right then and there, you know. But we want to be obedient, and sometimes it's going to take it can take a while, you know, to get it. Amen. But nevertheless, amen, you know, you get it. Just like we were seeking God concerning, you know, every day. We go up to the church every day at noon. Amen. And we believe in seeking the face of the Lord. Amen. And he began to share with us about who he really was and his name and all of that and his Father's name. And, you know, we began to open up to what he was saying, because sometimes when you've been handed so much, you know, down through the years, amen, you begin to just, like you said, regurgitate what you've been given,
well,
you know.
That's what you're going to do.
Yes, but when you start seeking him, it's another thing.
Well, that's what the Lord wants us to do. Unfortunately, again, we have to break out of the slave mentality that was passed down by our oppressors and our colonizers. And once we began to do that, then your eyes began to open up of a lot of atrocities. Even the mistranslation of biblical contexts and things of that nature that were purposely used in a derogatory way to keep us subservient to a slave-like mentality. And so, but that's where spirit comes in at.
Mm-hmm.
You see, when Yahusha came in, he came to disrupt the colonizers' authority that they had over the people. That's why the scribes and Pharisees hated him, because he did not buy into their religious malarkey. And once you began to do that and understand that, you're not going to continue to buy into that. Again, as I told you, I grew up in the church. I grew up in the apostolic doctrine. I grew up in the Pentecostal doctrine. I grew up in all of that. But the thing about it is that as I began to ask the Father, Yahuwah, to open my eyes, because here's what I saw. I saw people just, see, after, I guess the Baptist folks got the morning bench, right? We have what called in the Apostolic Church the tarrying service. And the tarrying service was just sitting there saying, thank you, Jesus, thank you, Jesus, even though it's not biblical.
Yes, Lord.
But when you don't have a thorough understanding to the Word of God, okay, when the Bible says they went to Jerusalem to tarry, you cannot incorporate that in today's society, and I'm going to tell you why. Because if you don't understand the scriptural context of what's being said versus where we are today, that's the reason why you're not riding around in horses and chariots.
Well,
That's the reason why you're not walking around here in tunics again. But without the proper understanding or being able to properly dissect the content of the scriptures in which that you read, it does not warrant us to justify what we call having a tarrying service. I'll tell you why. The Bible says that they told them to go in Jerusalem and to tarry. Now, if you're going to have a tarrying service, you got to go all the way to Jerusalem, because that's where it first started at. Ain't that right? Oh, wait just a minute. Do you have to go to Jerusalem?
No.
No. You know why you don't have to go to Jerusalem? You know why you don't have to have a tarrying service? Because the Holy Ghost, the Ruach Kodesh, is here now.
Here now.
You see?
Woo!
So people say, I'm waiting for the move of God. I want to see God move. He's moved already, beloved. I don't care if you're in a Baptist church, if you're in a Lutheran church, in a Catholic church. The Holy Ghost has already made his descension in the earth realm. Unfortunately, many folks are thrilled with it, and they're not filled with it. And see, that's the difference. Lucifer and his cohorts know those that are genuinely filled with the Holy Ghost. And I'm going to tell you why. Because change comes when you're filled with it.
Oh, yes.
Remember Saul of Tarsus, who was a man caught up in gross religiosity, a scribe of the scribes, a Pharisee of the Pharisees? You could not get him to bend, break, or bow from his religiosity. Of course, that was until he met the risen Savior, Yahushua HaMashiach. And so is it with every man or woman that embraces any denominational structurization. When you come in contact with the true risen Savior, Lady Townsend, you will be willing to drop everything that you learned in seminary, everything that you learned in theology, and everything that you learned in anything that of a teaching nature. You'll be willing to drop it for the excellency of Christ. And I'm going to tell you why. When we go to the book of 1 Corinthians, you want to read this for me?
1 Corinthians?
The second chapter?
Yes.
Where we have the Apostle Paul speaking. And it's imperative that you understand what he's saying in this particular scripture, because, beloved people of God, it's now time to come up out of the fairy tales, the figments of our imagination, and being hoodwinked and bamboozled on a week-by-week, Wednesday-by-Wednesday day, because here's the thing about it. Yahushua said it this way. He said, I go away.
Yes.
But when I go away, I will send the Comforter, which is the Holy Ghost. And what he said, and he shall lead you. Do you want to be led?
Come on now. Break it down.
Because this is bigger than pastor.
Hmm.
This is bigger than apostle. This is bigger than bishop.
Come on.
This is bigger than any ecclesiastical title that you could ever think of or hold. I mean, they didn't even start making up titles now. Sovereign Bishop, Chief Apostle. They're just making up stuff now. But I'm here to tell you, nothing trumps the bona fide power of the Ruach Kodesh, the Holy Ghost. What does that say, Lady Townsend?
Amen. In the second chapter, beginning at the first verse.
What does it say?
It says, and I, brethren, when I came to you, came not with excellence of speech or of wisdom, declaring unto you the testimony of God.
Slow down. That means that I didn't come to you expressing hermeneutics.
Come on.
I didn't come to you with theological bureaucracy. I didn't come to you with any words to make myself sound all big flamboyant and everything. You'll be surprised the people that I encounter, and they say, but Pastor, when I go to church, the pastor be just using all these big words, and, you know, and I don't be understanding what he's saying. Well, I can tell you what, that's not how the original Holy Ghost operates. Yahuwah, when he did something, he made it so plain and simple until even babies understood.
Oh, yes.
What it was he wanted to share with them.
Amen.
He did not have to use exuberant words and big vocabulary to make them, because that's what the scribes and Pharisees did. But he was around the common folk. What's wrong with being around the common folk now? Yes, we're going to be around folks that say this and that and they and them. Yeah, we're going to be around them. But, you know, he's given us a love to help bring them up. Either we're going to be part of the problem, part of the solution. What does it say, Lady Townsend?
Two said, for I determined not to know anything among you save Jesus Christ and him crucified. And I was with you in the weakness and in fear and in much trembling.
Let me just translate that.
Yes.
Paul is saying, out of all of the theological positions that the scribes and Pharisees gave me, unlike today, we got a lot of people, their lines are filled with all type, their walls are lined with plaques and all type of degrees and this, that, and the other, to look good in the sight of the people. But we that have all of these degrees and plaques and stuff are the ones dying from sickness, dying from disease. Folks around us that's dear to us is dying, because you know what? We got the outward adorning to appeal to men, but the power that we're supposed to have has greatly diminished. Because what does the word say? No man can serve two masters. Listen at this carefully. You can't serve the theological teaching and the master.
Yes.
You can't serve the denominational teaching and the master. That's what Paul was letting the people know. And trust me, when you make this solemn declare and decree to come out of sensationalism and religiosity, you will be disliked. That's what he meant when he said a man's enemies will be those of his own household.
Yes.
Because you will seek to bring people into truth and no longer the formality of emotionalism. Most of our churches have just become emotionalism. If you can't, you can't shout till the pastor say shout. You can't feel good until the music come on. Something is wrong.
Amen.
What else, Lady Townsend?
Amen. Three say, and I was with you in weakness.
Wait.
And in fear.
So that means that I, too, know what it's like to not have money.
Mm-hmm.
So since I've not had money, I can't beat up on you for not giving no money. Mm-hmm. Look how y'all getting quiet on me.
My.
Look how you getting quiet on me. Look, I know what it's like to want. But now we've taken the word of God, and you know what we've done?
Yes.
We've made it what's the word I'm looking for? We're selling Jesus and the Lord. I'm here to tell you as the apostle of the Lord, Yahusha, that he's not pleased with that.
That's right.
He's not pleased with that. We're raping widows. Mm. And I'm not talking about physically raping them. I'm talking about financially raping them.
Mm.
People that can barely eat. But we're telling them to stand in faith. And yet, if the pastor stood up in the church and said, look, we need to raise $20,000. And somebody stood up in the church and said, Pastor, you just need to stand on faith, sir. You know what they're going to do? They're going to kick them out. Because every now and then, the same teacher that's teaching need to be taught himself.
That's right.
That's why they hated Yeshua, because they were teaching the people things that were not true. And when you start to learn that which is not true, it's going to create mutiny on the bounty. And that's what a lot of us pastors are afraid of, mutiny on the bounty. But you won't have to be afraid if we stand up on the jurisdiction and truth of what God is calling us to do. And that is lead his people into truth and righteousness. And stop selling Jesus. Stop commercializing Jesus. A holiday is getting ready to come up. And again, many pastors are getting ready to cash in because Christmas time coming up. And now watch this. Well, we'll get to that later. What else you got?
There? Amen. And I was with you in weakness and in fear and in much trembling.
Uh-huh.
And my speech and my preaching was not with enticing words of man's wisdom.
Yeah.
But demonstration.
Wait, say that again. With what?
But in demo. demonstration.
It wasn't with it wasn't with that. It was with demonstration. It was with the laying on of hands and raising up the sick. It was touching the blind eyes and opening the blind eyes. Even a young man that fell dead while Paul was preaching, who fell from a third floor loft, and they said he was dead. Paul went down there and brought him back to life.
Yes.
It was with demonstration. So out of all of our churches that are professing to be powerful and on fire for the Lord, why is there raping happening on our streets? Why is there killing happening if we got so much power? I'll let that sit just a moment. Because the world is a stage. And most of us are doing nothing but acting a part.
Jesus.
But one thing I can tell you is that you can act a part for so long, but Satan knows who's real.
Yes.
And he knows who's not real.
Amen.
What else to say, Lady Townsend?
But in demonstration of the Spirit and the power, that your faith should not stand in the wisdom of man.
Stop. Your faith should not stand in Apostle Townsend. Your faith should not stand in Apostle Townsend. Your faith should not stand in your leader. I don't care what they've taught you. I'm just the under-shepherd. Yahusha, who you call Jesus, is the pastor.
Yes.
We are under-shepherds. I have not founded anything. Therefore, even if I had a building, I would never put Kenny Townsend, founder, and pastor. Wait a minute. That means I've started my own religion then, right? Because if I am the church of Yahushua HaMashiach, which you call Jesus Christ, and the church was found on the day of Pentecost, how do I, in God's name, call myself founder and pastor? Do you see how we've strayed? Do you see how the enemy has brought this sense of greed and this sense of dominance into the body of Christ? But that's why God gave, he said, some apostles, some pastors, some teachers, some evangelists. What? For the perfecting of the saints. That's a gift he gave to the church to get the church back in order. That's why Yahusha chose his apostles, because he knew that disorder would soon come in, not sparing the flock, preaching damnable and heresy things. What else, Lady Townsend? Then we open up that prayer line.
That your faith should not stand in the wisdom of men, but in the power of God. Howbeit, we speak wisdom among them that are perfect, yet not the wisdom of this world, nor the princes of this world that come to naught. But we speak the wisdom of God in a mystery, even the hidden wisdom which God ordained before the world unto our glory.
What else to say?
Which none of the princes of this world knew, for they known it, they would have not crucified the Lord of glory, Yahushua. But it is written, I have not seen, nor yet heard, neither have entered into the heart of man the things which God, Yahuwah, hath prepared for them that love him.
That's the whole scripture?
Number 10.
Yes.
But God, Yahuwah, hath revealed them unto us by his Spirit. For the Spirit searches all things, yea, the deep things of Yahuwah. For what man knoweth the things of man, save the spirit of man which is in him? Even so the things of Yahuwah knoweth no man but the Spirit of Yahuwah. Now we have received not the spirit of the world, but the spirit which is of Yahuwah, that we might know the things that are freely given to us of Yahuwah, which things also we speak, not in the words which man wisdom teaches, but which the Holy Ghost teaches, comparing spiritual things with spiritual. But the natural man receiveth not the things of the spirit of Yahuwah, for they are foolish unto him, neither can he know them, because they are spiritually discerned.
Amen. Amen. So what we're saying, beloved people of the Most High, is that we've got to get on board to do that thing which is pleasing in the sight of the Lord. If we don't do that, this is the reason why we're seeing the deficit. This is the reason why we're seeing all of the atrocities that are happening around us on a day-to-day basis. But if you are tired of being entertained, if you're tired of being disillusioned, now is the time to place yourself in a position to where as you can hear the things that are pleasing to the Most High. I remember in the Bible what I just